I first flew in the show in 1979. For the last 44 years, I've been a part of the show one way or another. I've voiced the show since 1988. The largest event of its kind in the world. And golly, for me, it's just a pleasure and an honor to still be a part of it. Hey, Herb Hunter here.
WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and this time of year, as you look up, some of the coolest stuff in the world is happening above us. Excited to have on the line a former military pilot, former United Airlines pilot, and for the last 20 years, the voice of the air and water show here in Chicago, the one and only Herb Hunter, in the middle of the action. Welcome to WGN.
It's so great to be on with you guys, and it's so unusual to do an interview during the show. It's not done that in the past, but I said, hey, we got time after with loser plan, so here I am. Great to be with you.
Yeah, we're breaking new ground here. So much history. You, of course, a historian and part of it.
Right.
1959, we know it cost $88 to start the first one. We know it must be costing
exactly
a lot more, but share how it's changed, right, from that first year to what we're experiencing today.
You know, for the first year, it was really a party day. Al Benedict was trying to come up with something for the kids. And the budget was low, and there was only one air act in the show, and that, of course, was the United States Coast Guard helicopter air sea rescue. The next year, they had for the first fixed-wing airplane, that was the old C-119 flying boxcars, and they were based at the Air National Guard base out at O'Hare. And they didn't get their first jet team until 1962. It was the Thunderbirds. The Blues were here for the first time. I think it was the Blues. It was the Navy jet team. It might have been the Air Barons back in 1964, but from there, it just turned into an experience, a family day that turned into a family event down here. And of course, it used to be up by Lakeshore Park down, a lot bigger site here down at North Avenue Beach, but the largest event of its kind in the world. And golly, for me, it's just a pleasure and an honor to still be a part of it.
Yeah, 2 million people. So it's absolutely huge. And talk about this, because it's not something that happens in a neighborhood or even in a stadium, right?
No.
It's the entire city. No. So almost everyone is attending.
It's really, and you know, one of the things I get a kick out of, and I first flew in the show in 1979. And so for the last 44 years, I've been a part of the show one way or another, the voice of the show since 1988. And one of the things I do here on a platform is I turn around like right now and I look back at the high-rise building, and you can see the parties up on top of the building. You can see people in groups up on top of some of these buildings. For Saturday and Sunday, it will be just awesome. And as I turn around and look out at the lakefront, the line of boats is actually huge. There are just a ton of boats out there. And if we get a little bit of luck with the weather, there'll be even more on Saturday and Sunday.
So for the listeners that may not have experienced the Air and Water Show, but they feel like maybe they've been to a sporting event. I cover the Indianapolis 500. The Thunderbirds are there. They get a glimpse of it, just comes back, and they go right over in just a second or two. Explain for the listeners just what they're going to see these planes do and how it's expanded from what you normally get.
Well, right now I'm watching the United States Navy C-130 Hercules, nicknamed Fat Albert, fly by. And he is the pre-show for the Blues. And he fly by, and this is their cargo plane. They've made an act out of it. And they finish up with the C-130 coming right at the crowd and flying up over. And they say, and, you know, thanks to, here is Fat Albert. That's how the Blues start. And then they go into the six-ship routine. But throughout the day, we start off with the national anthem, usually with the jump team. This year, the Golden Knights.
Yes.
And it just flows. We try to mix and match. So you got smaller civilians, old-time airplanes, fast movers, and it is nonstop action.
So cool. It is one thing that brings the entire city together. There's no better way to spend a summer. Let the listeners know we're talking with the one and only Herb Hunter. He is the voice of the Chicago Air and Water Show for the last more than 20 years. Of course, he's flown it as well. And so as we let you go, and I know it rotates between whether it's the Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels and the Arrows and some of those Skyline, what's your favorite, right? What is your favorite thing to see? And what is something that people should make a point not to miss?
They should not miss the demos. And this year we have two demo flights, the F-22 Raptor, along with a P-51 Mustang, which we call a heritage flight. And then we've got the Navy with the F-35 and two Corsairs. And Corsairs, you just almost never see them. And they're dedicating that to our friend and boss for 30 years, Rudy Malnati, who passed away this past December. And it's been emotional for us this first briefing this morning for the whole thing, and Rudy not being there, but you know, he's so much a part of this legacy and those things. I really love that. I really love that the Navy did a missing man for him today, and they're going to do that this weekend also.
Oh, it's great to see. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that, and you will be in the middle of it. We'll let you get back to it, Herb Hunter. But thanks so much for what you're doing, what you've done. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, thank you very much. My privilege. Thank you.